from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bad news out of Texas.
Yeah, man.
Earlier this week. For the second straight year. And late in the season last year, Jonathan Brooks got hurt, and then Baxter took over, C.J. Baxter, and was actually really good. He did a really nice job down the stretch for Texas and in that college playoff game against Washington. He gets hurt. He's going to miss the season. And for a team that has a lot of expectation, trying to build on what they did last year, a lot of potential for sure, and a lot of talent, that's a really big deal for them to lose that guy at this time of the year.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big-time player, and I'm trying to look up their thing real quick. The best offensive player is Quinn Ewers, I think. But you look what Texas is, I mean, I think Sark's – I'm pretty sure they got a five-star behind him. I'm pretty sure they got some people that can that can do some things. Maybe not as special as he is, but still – you know, I got it. Okay, when you look at the running back position, recruits, they got some top running back recruits. But, yeah, this is going to be a situation where they're going to have to overcome because they're very talented. They got one of the best offensive lines in America.
Yeah.
You know, but that's a big loss because of everything you said last year.
This is, though, to me, like, and again, like, every team is going to deal with stuff like this. It sucks when it happens even before the season even begins. But, like, this to me, for them, is now, okay, not only are you missing maybe your best, one of your best offensive players, now you have to do that SEC schedule. Yeah. Like, if they were still in the Big 12 and you just had to navigate that schedule, that's probably a lot more manageable. It's helpful that there's a 12-team playoff, so there's a little bit more leeway to get into it. But, like, this is where when you play Georgia in October and you don't have that guy, that's a massive deal.
Yeah.
This is what and other teams that are on there, they play Michigan week two, right? Like this is where when you have that kind of schedule, like a legitimate big boy schedule that you're going to have when you play in the SEC. Yeah, man. Like
you need all the good players.
This is the difference between making the SEC championship game and not making the SEC championship game, or making the playoff and not making the playoff. And again, it sucks to have a guy get injured ever. It especially sucks when it's before the games even start. He wasn't able to contribute to the team. But yeah, no, I think it's a big deal for them. I think they'll probably still be really good. I'm not saying like their season falls off the tracks, but like you're going to win the SEC. This is bad.
Yeah,
it's a big deal.
You're one of your best offensive players. I mean, they lost to their whole receiving core.
They did,
but it's Texas, so you're thinking that, assuming
a lot of their D line.
Can they still stop the run like that?
To me, that's one thing about the Texas conversation that I think is a little glossed over. Is like Yeah, they made the playoff last year. Sark's done a nice job. Ewers is back. Obviously, Arch Manning's the backup. They lost so much stuff, and I know they replaced it too. Mm-hmm. But like, they don't have this track record of like Georgia does now, like Ohio State does, like Bama does, of you lose a class like that and then immediately just restock.
Right. I think that's supposed to be right now.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. That's supposed to be right now.
And that's my question about them is, are we sure that they can just do that?
Because they haven't done anything. That's the thing about it, but we haven't seen it.
Yeah, so let alone this, which is harder.
We're supposed to see it.
Like, doing it again is harder than doing it once.
No doubt.
Right?
No doubt.
So they did it once for the first time in 15 years, and now everybody's like, yeah, Texas is there. I don't know. I'm not sure about Texas.
Yeah.
I think they're okay. Yeah. I think they're a good team. And obviously they have top-end talent, but I don't think they have the depth to make it through.
And that's the thing about it. And that's something that Sark talked a lot about also, about the depth of it. He's saying this is the most depth we have. Well, we still got to see it, Sark. You can say it all you want to, but you still got to go out there and prove it in maybe the toughest league in America against some of the top teams. So, yeah, I look at it like that. But the thing with the whole they're going to go as far as Quinn Ewers takes them, though. Quinn Ewers in that offensive line. I mean, Quinn Ewers, you got one of the most highly recruited names in all of, high school football and everything coming in, and he's still having to wait because this guy is there because he's good. Now, his biggest thing with Quinn Ewers, he got to stay healthy all their games.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he'll take a big hit and he'll miss a couple games like that. But, yeah, I mean, I think that he's the key to what they want to do because he's a great quarterback, and they have one of the best offensive lines in America. They're talking about this tackle they got, Bunk. It's like he's going to be the first-round tackle from Texas in I don't know how many years. You're talking about Texas?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that that's probably the stuff that's going to start to be said more and more about them because, again, like, they've just kind of been in the background for a while now. Like, Oklahoma dominated them in the Big 12.
They're coming with that name into this conference.
Absolutely. Yep. And having made the playoff last year and all that. Again, I understand why the hype is there and it should be. And it's, I don't know, it's fun when Texas is good and they view themselves that way.
It's back.
But, yeah, they're not. They're not. Like, back.
They're back, baby.
They made the playoff.
You remember when they ramrodded Georgia down there in New Orleans? We're back.
Yeah. I guess
damn
not.
Debo almost beat up damn Ugga. I mean, it was a rough damn night in New Orleans.
Yeah, Debo was ready to go.
Yeah, it was a rough night for them dogs, man.
Everybody's so ready to be back, like way before they're actually back.
The U is back.
No, it would be great. It would be so fun.
Yes.
When Miami is Miami, college football is more fun.
Yes.
But it hasn't happened in a very long time.
Yes.
Like, it's not like it was like a couple down years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Miami hasn't been back since 2002.
They had a nice little 10-game run, then it fell off.
That's not back.
Yeah.
That's not back.
A nice little 10-game
run. You don't do 30 for 30s on 10-game runs?
Yeah, 10-game run.
Vince Young won the national championship and stunned it on USC in one of the greatest games anyone's ever watched.
Ever in history.
That was Texas.
Ever in history.
These guys made a nice little run to the playoff last year.
They went to the national title with
Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy,
yeah. But again, that was like 2001.
Yeah, and he got his – and then
10?
Darius.
11?
Just Marcel Darius just ended
just
all
landed
that
on him. But even if he didn't, Alabama was going to beat the hell out of him.
Yes.
They were going to beat
him. Yes, they were. Talk to people like, no, they weren't getting
back. Don't declare yourself back till you're back. You know what I mean?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.